You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Ray Carter, co-founder of StemTech International, a leader in the field of stem cell nutrition, to discuss his innovative strategies in direct sales and marketing, which resulted in Inc. magazine naming StemTech International as one of the fastest growing private companies in America. Ray is one of the first pioneers who has successfully commercialized stem cell technology. He's joining EPN to tell us how StemTech International reached its global success, share his expert advice, and inform us of the importance of stem cell nutrition. Ray, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here with you.
Yeah, happy to have you as well. So how about telling our listeners, if you would, more about StemTech's products briefly, and why have they been so successful to date, and what are the benefits for humans and animals?
Sure. Well, you know, as you mentioned in the intro, stem cell nutrition is this new category that we've pioneered in dietary supplements. And I think one of the reasons we've been so successful is because stem cells, you know, get people's attention when they hear about it. There's been a lot of media hype over the last decade about stem cells. But a lot of misinformation, too. So it's important that your listeners understand the difference between embryonic stem cells and adult stem cells. You know, there's a lot of moral and ethical controversy about embryonic stem cells, but adult stem cells are in your body and everyone's body after birth, and everyone uses their adult stem cells each and every day as their natural renewal system of their body, or their natural repair system, if you will. So, but as you age, the number and quality of stem cells circulating in your system start to diminish over time in quality and effectiveness. Hence, people get more susceptible to age-related health challenges as they get older. So, again, you know, stem cell medicine is really a future hope that people hear all about with, you know, potential disease cures. But stem cell nutrition is what we're focused on, and that's what's here and available now for everyone to have access to, you know, from baby boomers to athletes, exercise enthusiasts. Really, it helps a lot with performance and recovery when you're talking about stem cell nutrition. And as you mentioned, we also have products for dogs and horses. So it's you know, really a line of supplements that supports your body's natural renewal system. In addition, we just came out with the world's first all-natural adult stem cell skin serum, which has been shown clinically to reduce wrinkles up to 25% in 4 weeks. So, you know, we have a full line of nutritional and personal care products that we're developing with the stem cell nutrition theme.
Instead of selling your products through retail stores, you chose to distribute them via network marketing, a specialized subcategory of direct selling. Why did you choose that approach?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If a product can sell on the retail shelf, it should probably be on the retail shelf. But with the uniqueness of our new category that we pioneered, you know, it really has a story to be told. And so direct selling or network marketing is a great way to distribute a product that is unique like ours. The network marketing channel also levels the playing field. You know, it provides an opportunity for prosperity for anyone who has their own initiative and drive to own their own business and earn an income. So it also gives access to our products to everyone in the world. You know, a lot of people can't afford certain types of things, especially when you're dealing with stem cell technology. But with our program, you can become an independent business partner, go enroll just 3 customers on the product, and you've earned enough in sales bonuses to get your product for free. So it really provides a way for everyone to access this new revolutionary health technology.
And what advice would you have for listeners who are interested in becoming an independent business partner with StemTech International?
Well, certainly they should go to our website and learn more about the history of the company and the product and the technology and all the clinical studies that we've done to prove the efficacy of our product line. But I think they really need to be prepared to own their own business. And, you know, some people don't really know what that means. So they really have to be self-motivated and have a drive for success. And with a business like we have, they really should have a desire to help other people, because it really is a people business. So, you know, whether they're just, their goal is just to get the product for free, or if they're looking for a part-time or even a full-time income, they can do whatever they want with this business. It provides all those opportunities. You know, we have healthcare practitioners who are independent business partners for us. We have stay-at-home moms, you know, the whole gamut of people who join the business.
Very interesting. Today we're joined by Ray Carter, co-founder of StemTech International, a leader in the field of stem cell nutrition, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ray, I understand you recently moved StemTech's world headquarters from California to Florida, and that's certainly a significant move. Do you feel the location gives you an advantage, and if so, why is that?
Yeah, it's been quite a move. We're still unpacking some boxes here. But we've been looking at this for a couple of years now, in analyzing, you know, the next move for StemTech of where we should be located to support our global growth, with our U.S. headquarters. And, unfortunately, where we were in California, beautiful environment in Southern California, can't ask for better weather, but the business environment just wasn't conducive to our long-term success. The CEO surveys out there show California ranked 50th out of 50 states in business friendliness, and Florida ranked second. So, we had come down to a choice of Florida or Texas and opted for Florida. And I think it gives us a lot of cost structure advantages. You know, the cost of doing business is dramatically lower here. It's much more business friendly. So, it's costing us well over $1 million for this relocation, but our payback is going to be less than a year. So it was really a no-brainer to do it. And, of course, we wanted to limit as much as possible any disruption of continuity in our business. But in the long term, it's really going to be a great advantage for us to be able to compete in the marketplace.
Lastly, StemTech has achieved Inc. magazine's list of fastest-growing U.S.-based private companies two of the last 4 years, and these seem certainly to be exciting times for your business despite a challenging economy. What's next for StemTech?
Yeah, we're very excited that we've been able to make Inc. magazine's list, despite the economy in the U.S., but one of the key things was for us for that success is our global footprint. And so we're going to continue to expand globally while we also focus on some of the niche markets in the U.S. that are growing quite rapidly, like the Hispanic market for one. But we're in 30 countries now on 6 continents. Just recently opened up 2 major markets, Russia and Indonesia. Just got back from trips to those countries. But we also have over 100 other countries around the world that still are sending inquiries to us of wanting our products and our business opportunity there. So we've got quite a bright future. A couple of the next big markets on our radar screen are India and Nigeria. Those should be coming up later this year. And then over the next few years, we still have targets on some other major markets like China and Brazil, which, as everyone knows, are huge markets around the world, but take quite a bit of effort and time to get into. We've been working at it for a few years now, and figure we'll be ready to enter those markets as well shortly. So, we're excited about the future and, our mission to bring wellness and prosperity to as many people around the world as possible.
Most certainly has been good to have you and find out more about StemTech and yourself. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about StemTech online?
StemTech.com, very simple to go to our website and learn more about us.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
Well, I think, people need to know, business entrepreneurs out there, that it really is a global marketplace. You know, the transportation, trade, and the Internet has all really opened up the global marketplace like it never has been before, you know, social media. So I would, my tip to your listeners would be, don't be afraid to look at and get your toes into the water, as it were, of the global marketplace, because the U.S. market is just a small fraction of what the global marketplace is. So, don't be afraid to get out there and, just find some consultants that you can trust and have experience in some of these international countries and really make your business a global one.
Excellent. Mr. Carter, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Ray Carter, co-founder of StemTech International, a leader in the field of stem cell nutrition, and is one of the first pioneers who has successfully commercialized stem cell technology. And once again, the website of reference for more information is StemTech.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.